Hiya, it's Wildcards, and I've got John Gibbons, I've got Phil Blundell, I've got Ian Salmon, and to bolster this all-star Anfield rap lineup, I've got Peter Bolster. I was thinking about my entire cycle in about that and going, oh, they're going to eat this up. just you wait until I drop that pun at the start of this show. But, I mean, there's not been football for quite a while, but we've got plenty to talk about. You've been voting, because I imagine you also would like to talk about football a bit, because there's not been any for a very long time. And we're going to vote on, we're going to talk about the topics that you've been voting for. So you've been on our Twitter poll deciding what it is that we're going to be chatting about. And we'll start with LFC. And your options were Jordan Henderson, the Liverpool FC women versus Chelsea, or the best front three, which I quite fancy talking about. So if anyone wants to play a wild card early doors here, feel free to do, because I feel like it doesn't have to be the best front three out of this current Liverpool squad. It could be the best front three of all time, or one that includes, like, I don't know, a robot. You know, just some sort of magical.
That's Manchester City.
I mean, yes, essentially, yes. There's a cheat code that's been played there at some point. But Henderson's what won, so that's what we're going to talk about, unless anyone chooses to play their wild card. And to talk about one of the other topics. So, Phil, you've been tweeting about this. He's been added to the...
Oh, yeah, sorry, yes.
I mean, yeah, narrow it down is what you were thinking there. Yeah. But he's been added to the England squad for the Nations League games against Italy and Germany. It's a very last-minute kind of call-up because it's a kind of swap post hamstring injury to get him in there. You think it's a good thing that you'll get to have a run around and play with some of the footballers?
Yeah, I do. I think if you're looking at what Liverpool players who play for Liverpool are on international football duty, who aren't on international duty this week are doing, they aren't training. I think Thiago is in Germany on holiday, for example. So it's not like there's anything going on at Kirby that is going to really prepare him to play against Brighton and then Rangers and then Arsenal and then whoever else we're playing over that mad sort of 6 weeks that's coming up. So I think it makes a lot of sense. I mean, if he's not actually fit, then it's a problem. But I think you've just got to take it as he's happy, the club are happy, England are happy. You know, ultimately he wasn't in the initial squad, which probably tells you a bit more that he has suddenly recovered than probably just decided there's an opening and he fancies it. Because ultimately he doesn't need an opening, does he? He's probably going to go to the World Cup. He knows he's probably not going to start games. You're thinking it's going to be they're probably going to play Rice and Bellingham as a midfield too, I would imagine, and that's what it'll be in these two Nations League games. And I think that's absolutely fine. He's going to provide what he provides, which is a level of leadership, experience, sort of a personality around the place, which is as much off the pitch at international tournaments as you can possibly offer. And I think it's important for him. But the ability for him to go away and train with footballers at high intensity is really what we need, because I think the idea of him sort of having to ease himself back in against Brighton, and then we've got Rangers 3 days later or something, and then there's Arsenal away, there's Rangers again, there's Manchester City, there's West Ham, there's Nottingham Forest, there's Ajax, there's Leeds, that is just October.